أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه من الكتاب. With regard to this ayat, which we had read previously, we explained the connection of the ayat with the previous ayats. Yet today we will explain, inshallah, according to the tafsir of the ulama, the occasion, the shan and nuzul, when this ayat was revealed. And that was the ahbar, the ulama of the Jews. They had a dispute amongst themselves about a certain matter. So one group of them were known as the more elite in the ulama of the Jews. They had decided to come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and present their case to them. They came, they presented their case, and they told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, "You know very well that we are the main ulama, the ahbar of the Jewish people, and we have the support of all the Jewish people. If you, in this matter in which we are having a dispute with the other ulama, if you give a decision in our favor, then we will accept Islam. And when we accept Islam, then the majority of the Jews are our followers. According to our accepting Islam, they will also accept Islam. And in this way, all will accept Islam." Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who was of course the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, he immediately rejected this bribery of Islam, that they just want to accept Islam, they want things in their favor, and whether they will really accept or not, and whether they will accept sincerely or not, and that Islam is not up for bribes, that a person accept Islam by giving him any type of bribe. On that, Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat and made it clear that, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you should give all your decisions only according to the truth which Allah Ta'ala has revealed to you, and not according to the whims and fancies of people, or people who want to try and snare you in their traps and bring Islam in these various forms. So it is made quite clear that Islam is only for the truth, and it is for everyone, and it is the kitab, and the Quran Sharif is the kitab which Allah Ta'ala has revealed, and no type of bribery or anything in any form, whether it is not only necessarily money matters, any other form also. Islam is well above all that, completely clear. So Allah Ta'ala let us also take a lesson from here and make our lives according to this beautiful kitab which Allah Ta'ala has revealed to us by the barakat of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.